This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures that received new backing following protests of George Floyd's killing, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The laws would ban police chokeholds, make it easier to sue people who call police on others without good reason, and set up special prosecutor's office to investigate the deaths of people during and following encounters with police officers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning people in Britain not to attend Black Lives Matter demonstrations this weekend, adding that anyone attacking public property would face the full force of the law. He is quoted as saying that you should not have a situation in which people who are protesting for a one-on-one basis are attacking the police or public property. And he says that he's afraid of what's happening with these demonstrations is that a tiny minority, a growing minority, unfortunately, have hijacked them. It comes after anti-racism protesters marched through central London and observed a two-minute silence in Hyde Park during a Black Lives Matter protest Friday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Friday that police dashcam video of the forceful arrest of a Canadian Aboriginal chief raises questions about the Royal Canadian Mounted Police's use of force. He is demanding answers after he viewed the newly released dashcam video. In the video from March 10th, Chief Alan Adam of the Athabasca Chippewyan First Nation accuses an officer of harassing him. About 7 minutes into the video, an officer does tackle him and throw him to the ground. An